At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This ball's gone!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, here we are. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Our guy Tommy Wirtz off today. He'll be back for the Leadoff Show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook coming up on Tuesday. Tuesday will be when he is back, and Brewers have an off day Monday, so he will not have the fireworks to talk about like I do today coming off of that game last night. Oh, my goodness. There is a lot of stuff to get to in the rewind today. Plus, we'll hear from Austin Herdania, the expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, the manager over there. He'll join us coming up at around 12:15 or so. Our guy, Drew Wagner from Forbes Sports, brought to you by Focus Baseball. He'll join us around 12:40, 12:45, somewhere in that area. No Pat Murphy. He doesn't apparently talk before Sunday games, I guess. Back in the day when I used to go down there, back when it was called the On Deck Show years ago on The Fan, Brewers managers would talk Sunday mornings early, like 10 a.m. or something crazy like that. And apparently they have stopped that, which is fine. I get it. Manager, think about that. A manager in baseball has to talk two times every day virtually, unless they have a day off. They have to talk before the game, they got to talk after the game. Absolute insanity to do that for essentially 6 months, almost every day of the year. No other manager or coach in sports has to go through all of that with the media. All right, before we get to talking about yesterday's game, let's get to talking about today's game.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Brewers and Cardinals, game four of this set. Cardinals trying to get out of here with a split after losing the first two games of the series, coming back and winning yesterday. Miles Mikolas on the mound for the Cardinals. He comes in 4-3, 4.48 ERA. Quinn Priester to the hill for the Brewers. He's 4-2 with a 3.65 ERA for the Brew Crew. Pitched really well his last time out. Quinn Priester will go up against this lineup for the bad guys, the St. Louis Cardinals. Brendan Donovan, who's been listed as day-to-day on our injury report for the last couple of days, he's back in the lineup today. And he probably is their best hitter at this point. So he is back in the leadoff spot, hitting .310, four homers, 26 RBIs, three stolen bases. He'll play second. Herrera is catching today. He is batting second. Alec Burleson back in that three hole again, hitting third. Wilson Contreras, the villain from yesterday's game, he is cleaning up and he is at first base. Hitting fifth and at third base, Nolan Arenado. Sixth, Nolan Gorman is the designated hitter. He had been playing second base with Donovan out. Our guy Jordan Walker is in right field. Our center fielder is Victor Scott II. And in left, I should say, at shortstop today, Jose Barrero gets the start at shortstop. So again, for the Cardinals, Donovan, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Gorman, Walker, Scott II, and Barrero. For the Milwaukee Brewers against Mikolas, Sal Frelick leads off. He is in right field, and he has been on fire as of late. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's been absolutely just killing it right now. He is hitting .304 in the month of June, .360 on base percentage, and a .413 slugging. For Sal Frelick, who rides a four-game winning streak, or four-game hitting streak, I should say, coming into this game. The last three games, he's had two hits or more in. Absolutely crushing it has been Sal Frelick up there at that leadoff spot. So batting second behind him, Jackson Chirios in center field. William Contreras, the good Contreras brother, he's hitting third and catching. DHing yet again, Christian Yelich and cleaning up. Rhys Hoskins, we'll see if there's more fireworks with him today. He is batting fifth and playing first base. Bryce Terang is at second base. Caleb Durbin, the guy who kind of got all this controversy started when he ran into Contreras at first base, he is at third base today and hitting seventh. And looky, looky, here in left field, Drew Evans. How about it? The lefty gets his first start for the Brewers. He is in left field today for the Brew Crew. And then hitting ninth is Joey Ortiz, the shortstop. So it's Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Terang, Durbin, Evans, and Joey Ortiz. Those are your starting lineups for today's Game 4 at American Family Field.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to what happened in yesterday's game, because this is going to take me a little bit to kind of get through everything, because there was a lot that happened. And if you forgot yesterday was an afternoon game, I am so sorry, because you missed a bunch of fireworks. I mean, this is like Ned Yost Brewers La Russa Cardinal type fireworks yesterday, which made it a lot of fun as a fan, I'm sure. So the Cardinals get off to an early lead there in the top of the first. Burleson RBI single. It's 1-0. Then we get to the third inning, bottom of the third inning. And again, nobody's suspecting any fireworks are really going to pop off one way or the other. But then this happened. Now, again, it's up for debate whether or not this was an honest mistake or if this was intentional. But check it out on FanDuel Sports Network.
To put one in play. And now Durbin joins him. But Arenado... Oh, 5-3 put out, and Durbin and Contreras collide. Durbin hits the deck.
I mean, what was that?
Brewers dugout is giving it to Wilson Contreras a little bit.
Hoskins, the one that was giving it to Wilson Contreras the most. Now, if you didn't see the game yesterday, what essentially happened was it was a simple throw. Like, Contreras didn't have to, like jump up into the air or, like, dive to get the ball or even really stretch all that much to get the ball. But he caught the ball. Now, again, you're on the first base side of the bag, like, towards the pitcher's mound. You catch the ball. You walk away from first base. You throw it around, whatever. He catches the ball at first base and walks backwards into the baseline as Durbin is coming down the line, and Durbin runs into him and they collide. Contreras doesn't go down. Durbin goes down into a heap into foul territory. And Hoskins is livid in the dugout. Now, again, I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, so what are you yelling really at Wilson Contreras, right? I mean, probably something along the lines of, hey, man, if you don't know how to play first, maybe you should go back to playing catcher, right? Something like that would be my guess as far as what you may want to be yelling at him. So that was bottom of the third. Top of the fourth comes up. The Cardinals come up to bat. And the Cardinals put up three runs. Scott the second yet again with a big two RBI base hit to make it 4-0. So 4-0 at that point. And Arenado scored on an error, throwing error by Durbin on top of everything else. So it's 4-0 Cardinals coming up to the fourth inning now. Now, up comes Rhys Hoskins in the fourth inning. Remember, he was the one that was jawing with Wilson Contreras at first base in the third inning.
Churio doing it all, a triple and then scoring on a pass ball. Ouch. Hoskins is hit by a pitch. Well, it was Hoskins who was barking at Wilson Contreras with that maneuver at first base. This will not make him happy.
He's going to have a conversation with Wilson Contreras over there at first base. They were jawing at each other after that collision at first with Durbin, and Belotti just runs that sinker up and in, hits him in the hand. They're not going to have too much to say to each other, I would think.
You say, you okay?
Yeah.
No response.
No response from Rhys Hoskins, who ignored him. And eventually, I think he said, okay. He wouldn't even look at Contreras at that point. He was mad at him, didn't want to talk to him, apparently didn't want to fight him either, so he was ignoring him. We'll go back and get that Churio highlight in a second. I want to play out this drama involving Contreras and Hoskins and Durbin at this point. So Hoskins gets hit by a pitch there in the fourth inning. Okay, fine. It's not a big deal one way or the other. Then Wilson Contreras comes up for his next at-bat, and this happens from Jose Quintana.
Nope, he did drill him. Contreras is going to go get the ball. They're going to give it back to Quintana. Man, you never get to the end of it with Wilson Contreras. So he wears it.
Both sides worn.
I have never seen that. He goes and fetches the ball and gives it back to him. Says, all right, you got me.
Hits him right on the name. Goes over and gets the ball.
I mean, what do you think Vic Carapaz is thinking right now? Oh, we're good. Okay.
Little uncertainty there.
Wow.
All right, so this whole thing plays out. So first, Durbin runs in there to Wilson Contreras. Okay, fine. Hoskins is jawing. Hoskins then gets hit by a pitch his next at bat. And then up comes Contreras, and he gets drilled by Quintana. I am telling you, this is what a rivalry should look like. Now, it's funny. That's a former Cub that, of course, starts this whole thing. And he says, oh, you know, it was on accident. Why would I try and hurt some young kid in the beginning of his career and so forth? I would never do such a thing on purpose like that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I watch Wilson Contreras and the Cardinals play every game of the year. Maybe Wilson Contreras backs up consistently after he catches the ball into the opposing baseline. I can't imagine he does, because I would imagine there's a bunch more collisions that would have occurred, in which case this would have been a story that they would have been talking about on MLB Network or on the Foul Territory show with AJ Pierzynski and those guys. But I can't imagine he does this on a regular basis. So that's why it becomes a story. And then, of course, after the game, our guy Pat Murphy, he has to get into having this conversation about everything that happened in the game as well. This is what Pat Murphy had to say after the game.
Tempers, I don't know.
Yeah, that it didn't escalate.
Oh, it's Cardinals. It's Cardinals. Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The players handle that stuff, you know. Like, that's the way it goes. Hope I don't. You know, we're not looking to fight. That's not our thing. But we're not going to be, you know, pushed around either too much.
Did you guys as a dugout have any problem with the play at first with Contreras and Durbin?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I didn't. Guys were talking about it, I guess. But I'm not sure. Quintana's a veteran. I don't know how many years. How many years has he been pitching in the big leagues? 12?
14.
14 years in the big leagues pitching? He's a pro. You know, like he... I trust him. You know, didn't have his best stuff today. He isn't on it last couple outings. But we made a huge error. That huge has a three-run error. And that's, that changes a lot of things. But he still would, he'd be the first to tell you he didn't have his great stuff today and didn't have his location. But, you know, guys hung in there and they battled and they put themselves in position. I wouldn't have wanted different guys up at the plate. We made a nice run. We just didn't get the big hit. And you got to credit the Cardinals reliever, the kid in the eighth. I mean, he made great pitches when he had to. You got to credit him.
Murph, since Quintana came back, have you seen a little less sharpness and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hasn't been as sharp. Hasn't, yeah, hasn't located the ball the way he needs to, and you know.
Murph, what did you see offensively? Just like you said, didn't get the big hit, but you had a lot of guys on base there.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of guys on the base. The middle of the order, you know, 3 through 6 didn't have their best day. But again, it was tough to see like it is with a guy with that kind of stuff. It's a little easier to see if the guy's throwing 88 to 90, but guys throwing 95, 96 with great movement. It was tough to see, but, you know, there's some guys with some great games, you know. Guys with some great, put together great games. The guys at the bottom, Ortiz is swinging a bat good. Durbin and Terang had great games, and Freelick and Churio had great games. So, you know, you look at those guys. Those five guys were doing their thing. You know, but you know, it's just unfortunate. Again, we didn't capitalize. We put ourselves down 7-1. Put ourselves back in the game.
Murph, you've talked about like the infielders reading that high chopper before. I think like the Bryce play in San Francisco is when he talked about it. But on Durbin's error, did you want him to come in on that ball?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he started in and then backed up to get it for sure and went to second instead of coming in, touching third and going across. Either way, you know, that first and second error is it's a three-run error when you don't record the out, much less two.
Yeah, that was a big play, no question there. And the other thing that should be noted that wasn't brought up by me or by him necessarily is after you hit Contreras with that pitch in the fifth inning, a couple batters later, Gorman hits a three-run homer, and now it's 7-1. And at that point, it was 4-1. You were still in it. And then 7-1 makes it even a bigger mountain to try and climb. And they had multiple runners on multiple innings there at the end of the game with every opportunity to win this game. And just like he said, they couldn't come up with a hit one way or the other. We're going to get to Austin Herdina here in a second. I do want to play the highlights from this game outside of just what all was going on there. So the first run they score is the Churio run on a pass ball. He hits a triple, and then Contreras gets out, Yelch is at the plate, and this happens.
Hitters count. And that one's a strike, and here comes Churio, and he's safe! Wow, Churio scores on a pitch that gets away from Páez. Brewers finally get one on the board.
I just got done talking about the instincts that this kid has on the bases, and he's showing them off right here. That ball gets away from him. He has the angle to see how far away that gets away from Páez. And that is a pass ball, and Jackson Churio is off and slides it hard at home.
Vellante takes a hard fall here as Churio takes his legs out from under him.
That was a great play by Jackson Churio. That made it 4-1 there in the fourth on that Churio scored run. I don't know, 92, 93%, I'm just guessing here, of players in Major League Baseball, it's probably higher than that. Maybe it's 95 or 96% of players in Major League Baseball don't score on that play. Probably don't even attempt to try and run and score on that play. It was great instincts, yes, but it was also his speed that really paid off a dividends there as well. So that was the first run of the game. They then come back and get a couple more thanks to a red-hot Sal Frelick there in the fifth inning.
Good speed on the bases. Base hit should score two. Frelick up, base hit. It will score two. Frelick on his way to second. Throw comes in late. It's a two RBI double. And Sal Frelick stays hot. 7-3 St. Louis.
Now again, even at that point, it's at 7-3. I still think if you're a Brewers fan, you're like, all right, hey man, we're still in this. This is not over yet. Still alive. Now Churio, who had a triple earlier and scored the first run for the Brewers previously, now gets another chance to come up to at bat, this time with Frelick on second.
And he lines out in left center and is down. Frelick around third, he'll score. Churio gets him again. It's an RBI single. And the Brewers starting to churn a little. It's 7-4 St. Louis.
That's a beautiful thing. And you heard the crowd really getting into it at that point. That was bottom of five, and then that was it, because then you get multiple runners on and multiple innings the rest of the way out and can't do anything with it. Then the last run the Brewers score comes up there in the bottom of the ninth. Wilson Contreras had hit a home run in the top of the ninth inning for the St. Louis Cardinals to make it 8-4, and then came up William Contreras and did his thing in the ninth.
It's a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, and then the slider that's virtually unhittable. If he's throwing it for strikes, it's going to be curtains for the Brewers.
And Contreras turns this one around. Fair or foul, it is hooking. It is a fair ball. And William matches Wilson with ninth-inning home runs. Six for William Contreras.
A great moment there as both brothers homer in the same game, which was a pretty cool deal too. First set of brothers on opposing teams in the expansion era since 1961 to homer in the same inning marked the first time the Contreras brothers have ever homered in the same game. To begin with, we talked about Sal Frelick doing his thing. Frelick tallied his 14th stolen base of the season across his last 26 games, dating back to May 18th versus Minnesota. He is hitting .351, .394 on base, and a .464 slugging percentage right now. Like I said, he has been an absolute monster in this lineup, and they're letting him lead off now, which something that when he was coming up in the minor leagues, I had talked about time and time again that I thought he would eventually be a leadoff hitter for like 10 years in this Brewers lineup, and really he's never been given the chance, and now finally is being given the chance as he's red hot, and obviously it's working out for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, coming up next, we will check in with our expert at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Austin Herdinia, see what he has to say. Still to come also in the show, Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Brought to you by Focus Baseball. Get his thoughts on yesterday's game as we get ready for Game 4 today. Justin Priester on the mound today for the Milwaukee Brewers. And looking forward to seeing what he has today for the Brewers in Game 4 of that matchup. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook here on 1250 AM at 105.7 FM. The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Looking up and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, here we go. Give you those lineups one more time. We try to do it at the start of every segment for mainly the idea of people are, you know, turning on and turning off your car radios or coming in and out of the broadcast at all different times. And the lineups are obviously the most important thing, especially if you're heading to the game, you want to hear the lineup. So for the Cardinals is Donovan, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Gorman, Walker, Scott II, and Barrero. Yes, you heard Brandon Donovan's name. He returns to the lineup today for the St. Louis Cardinals, who they'll face Quinn Priester. The Brewers get to face Miles Mikolas for the Brewers. The Red Hot Sal Frelick's in right field. Churio, Contreras, Yelich back at DH hitting fourth. Hoskins, Terang, Durbin. And the debut for Drew Avens in left field getting his first start for the Brewers hitting eighth. And then Joey Ortiz. So again, it's Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Terang, Durbin, Avens, and Ortiz. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Filling in today for our guy, Tommy Wirtz, who is on vacation. He will be back on Tuesday.
At the wall, looking up. See you later.
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's get to our expert, Austin Herdinia, manager over there at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon, Sparky. Thanks for having me today.
So what were the odds that I would have gotten on multiple guys getting hit in the Brewers game yesterday?
I don't know about that, but wasn't that interesting that the Contreras brothers each homered in the same inning? I saw it's just the second time in Major League Baseball history that's happened.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And the first time since the expansion era happened as well. The other part about this, too, is, I mean, you're a Brewers fan. You've watch the Brewers for a number of years. There's not a lot of rivalry in sports, and this Brewers-Cardinals rivalry was really all that in a bag of chips back when Ned Yost and Tony La Russa were managing these teams, and Jonathan Lucroy's on our station talking about how they all hate La Russa and the Cardinals. That's really when this thing was really going at full blast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got guys like all-star players like McGuire and Pujols and Matt Holliday. A lot of those guys played for the Cardinals for a lot of years, and anytime they come to Milwaukee, you know, the fans would like to see them, but they also like to boo them. So good rivalries throughout the years with the Cardinals. The Cubs, you know, good rivalry as well. But this Brewers-Cardinals rivalry has just been going on for a long time.
Austin Herdinia joins us of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, manager over there. All right, tell me what you like for today's game.
All right, so going down the line today, looking at some trends that have been happening. I've said it many times on this radio in the last couple of weeks, and I'm riding it again. Sal Frelick, like you said earlier, red hot Sal Frelick. He has gotten a hit. When the Brewers are the favorite, he has gotten a hit in 23 straight games. The Brewers are the favorite again today. Give me Frelick to get a hit. I'm also putting in my parlay Miles Mikolas. He's recorded three or more strikeouts in his last 18 appearances against the Brewers. He has seen the Brewers a lot in his career. He's a 36-year-old pitcher getting three or more strikeouts. We offer that. It's not even that hard to get. It's three strikeouts in a game right now. So you put those two together, and I like the Brewers to get the win today. Okay, so you put those three together. Mikolas over 2.5 strikeouts, Sal Frelick to get a hit, and the Brewers' money line, it's plus 255. So it's not a huge price, right? But, I mean, you put $20 down, you're walking away with $71. So it's a pretty good price.
Yeah, that's a great price. I don't know how far ahead we can look, but what are your feelings coming up? I mean, off day tomorrow for the Brewers, and then they're in Wrigley for three, and a Cubs team that's playing as well as anyone in baseball.
That'd be a huge series. I mean, you look at the standings right now, the Brewers are 5.5 behind the Cubs. If we can get a win today, and if we can get a series victory against the Cubs, I mean, that really shores it up to a small range where we might be able to get to the lead by the end of the month. It's a good rivalry, like we've said. Should be awesome. I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge because the Brewers team has been pretty good lately, right? Only 5-5 in the last 10 games, but so have the Cubs. Cubs have only been 5-5. Cardinals have been 3-7 in the last. This is an area where the Brewers can pick up some games and get to the forefront of the division.
He is Austin Herdinia, again, Pottawatomie Sportsbook manager here on The Fan. Austin, thanks so much for coming on. What could people find out over there at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook this weekend?
Absolutely. Come on in. You know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We got some specials going on in our restaurant today. We have U.S. Open golf if you're not a baseball guy or if you after the Brewers game is over, come on in because we have the U.S. Open still be going on. Just NBA Finals game five tomorrow. That's going to be huge. So, yeah, just come on in, place your bets, eat some food, drink, and just have a good time.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Thanks so much for coming on, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully the Brewers get 3 out of 4 here, which would be absolutely amazing.
Yes, go Brewers.
Go Brewers, go. There he is, Austin Herdinia, again joining us with the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Time now for this.
Who's hurt? Who's getting close to coming back? Let's check out today's injury report. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to what is going on with the injury report for the Brewers, and had a couple of rehab assignments starting yesterday. We'll get into that when we build the winner. For the Milwaukee Brewers, Daz Cameron, the right fielder, outfielder, still on the paternity list right now. Mizorowski still listed as day-to-day. However, last check, he's expected to start in Chicago at Wrigley against the Cubs. Gary Mitchell just started his rehab assignment at the Arizona Complex. Brewers team down there, as did Blake Perkins. Both of them, hopefully, I don't know, probably a couple of weeks before we see both of those guys or somewhere in that area. So that's good. Connor Thomas still on the 60-day IL. Thomas Pannone on the 60-day IL as well. For the St. Louis Cardinals, Brandon Dobbin had been listed as day-to-day, and he is in the lineup today, so you don't have to worry about him going forward. And then they still have Drew Rahm, starting pitcher, on the 7-day IL dating back to June 17th, and then several guys on the 60-day IL at this point. We're going to get to Drew Wagner coming up in just a little bit, but no Pat Murphy today for the Milwaukee Brewers. He doesn't talk before day games on Sunday. So I wanted to bring you this back. Our interview from Friday, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's with MLB Network insider John Heyman. We talk about the Savali trade for Andrew Vaughn of the White Sox. We talk about his report about possible extension talks going on with Freddie Peralta, the Brewers starting pitcher. And we talk about Jackson Chourio's contract and the fact that, you know, they signed him to a deal before he even made the major leagues. And could this become a trend for small market teams? Because the Brewers have Jesus Madé, Luis Peña that are down at Single A Carolina. And this might be something the Brewers do yet again. All of that covered in this interview with John Heyman from Friday. John, how are things going?
Sure, anytime, Sparky.
Okay, so I want to get to the trade that the Brewers made and really dive into this. You have a situation where a pitcher gets moved to the bullpen and Aaron Savali and then asks for a trade through his agent, and literally 48 hours later, Savali is moved to the White Sox for Andrew Vaughn. You broke that trade news earlier today. How does that work when you have a player that requests a trade and it gets made publicly? Like, does everybody start calling that team, or how does that process work?
Well, it all happened so quick, right? Right. They called up Mazurowski and informed Savali that he would be back, go to the bullpen. And through his agent, as you said, quickly suggested, you know, maybe a trade's a good idea. I think they all agreed on it, and they got that trade done in 2 days. So it is all quick. It doesn't have to become public. You could do it privately. In this case, it was out there that Savali wanted a trade, so maybe that helped speed things along a little bit. But once you start calling teams, word will get out that he is available.
And obviously, if you're Aaron Savali, you want to go start and be in a rotation somewhere. Hard to argue with the Brewers' logic after you see the way Jacob Mizorowski pitches last night, John.
Well, he looked great, right? 102.2 miles per hour, no hits. The guy has fantastic stuff. That's why he's among the highest-ranked pitching prospects in baseball. Sorry about that, Citi Field. So they've got the planes going. They stop when the game starts somehow. I don't know where they put him, but in any case, Mizorowski looks great. I think the Brewers feel like they have a number of starters, and at this point, Savali was not in their upper echelon of starters, so they quickly let him know. I mean, they could have waited a few days, I guess, but you know, it's good. It's probably good to get the information out there, let him know where he stands, and he quickly let them know where he stands. And I get it; he's a free agent after the year. He certainly didn't know he was going to be going to the White Sox, but certainly is worthy of a rotation spot somewhere. He is good enough to start somewhere. He's been a pretty consistent starter over his career.
So how bitter do you think Aaron Savali and agent are that of all the teams in baseball, you trade him to like the second worst one in baseball, to the Chicago White Sox? That was the solution.
Well, it's half a year. I mean, he'll get over it. When you request a trade, you can't tell him where you want to go unless you've got a no trade clause, which he didn't have. So, I mean, when you request a trade, you understand It isn't necessarily going to be to the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? So it's more likely to go to a team that needs a starter and maybe isn't a perfect team. But, he obviously didn't know it was going to be the White Sox. It's a half a year. I mean, at this point, I mean, it would just – I don't – he hasn't confided in me, but I just – human nature that you're, basically a half year from free agency, your priority at that point would be to get a rotation spot, not be in a bullpen – where you're probably not as comfortable and you wouldn't be as valuable going forward.
Talk with John Heyman, columnist for the New York Post, insider for MLB Network. Let's also talk about who they get back in return, Andrew Vaughn. And it's pretty funny because my boss Mitch Rosen down in Chicago at the Score, and he was texting me about the trade. And he's like, "Wow, bust." And I responded back, "Bad organization. He can be fixed," was my response on Andrew Vaughn to this point. which I don't think he liked so much. But either way, I mean, it's true. And I think if you're the Brewers, it's okay to take a flyer on Andrew Vaughn. Obviously, he was very talented to be taken in the first round of the amateur draft years ago. And even though it necessarily hasn't worked out, just a couple of years ago, he's hitting around 260 at 20-plus home runs. Rhys Hoskins is in the last year of his deal for the Brewers this year. So, and maybe Vaughn gets his chance to play at first next year for the Brewers.
Yeah, I do like this trade for the Brewers. I think they did well with it. It does make sense. As you said, it's kind of a little bit of a flyer. I mean, he had negative 1.5 WAR this year, so he was not playing at all well. And I would say even going into the year, he was a disappointment as a number three pick. I mean, certainly, you know, they weren't expecting him to be as good as Rutschman or certainly Bobby Witt Jr., two guys picked ahead of him. But, you know, they probably err. We'll see. I mean, it's fairly early in this, but you certainly picked behind him with C.J. Abrams, Riley Adams, Nick Lodolo, Young, the third baseman with the Rangers, who's made an all-star team. There have been Corbin Carroll, George Kirby. I mean, there were a lot of guys they could have picked at number three. And certainly Vaughn had a great career at Cal. And at the time, it didn't seem like a crazy pick. But as you said, he did not perform for them. Is it because of their development, or is he really, as Smith's told you, a bust? I don't know. We shall see. But I think it's worth taking a gamble here because they, you know, they need to trade Savali and get rid of most of that money and you know, giving it a shot with a guy who could be good rather than, you know, just a bag of balls or a utility guy in Double A or something. They've got a guy who might be a good pickup for them. We shall see. Obviously, he didn't do it in Chicago this year. Doesn't mean he won't do it for Milwaukee going forward.
I think from a White Sox fan perspective, he's definitely a bust. No question about that. I mean, you expect a lot more than what you got of where you drafted him at this point. John, the other part about this is you wrote a piece in the Post about bubble teams at the trade deadline and White might be available for who and who might be selling and buying. The Brewers right now are kind of in that in-between state of mind, I guess, as we sit. I think the pitching is good enough, but if we start talking about what they need bats at this moment in time, and I just don't know if they'll be able to get bats in order to keep them in this thing between now and the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, there, as I wrote, there's about 10 bubble teams who could be traders, but more than half of them are less than, at least I pegged them at less than 50% to actually be a seller. With 12 teams making the playoffs now, there aren't that many sellers. You know, three or four teams that are obviously sellers, including the White Sox, just don't have very much to trade. I mean, certainly Luis Robert is not doing it. I mean, that would be a real flyer for anybody, and it's a lot more money. So that's not doing it. But, you know, there are teams that could end up being sellers that could potentially move very good pieces. One is the Orioles. O'Hearn is doing very well. Mullins, he looks very good in the outfield. You've got the Diamondbacks. They've got Suarez, who's doing well. Josh Naylor is doing pretty well. So there are a few teams with bats, but there are going to be more teams looking for bats than there are teams that are willing to trade them, and it's going to be overpays. That's the facts of life at this point.
Talking with John Heyman, MLB insider for MLB Network, columnist for the New York Post, as he joins us here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Also brought up Freddie Peralta and what his future looks like with the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm kind of the understanding that if they were to be out of this by the deadline, they might actually consider trading him with you know, a year and a half left on his deal. What are you hearing on extension talk with Peralta?
Yeah, I mean, I think Peralta was interested in one, and this is going back more than a half year now that I heard this. So it was a while ago, and he certainly was interested. But at this point, you're talking about an ace pitcher. You're talking about $25 million plus. And I mean, he was willing to take a team-friendly deal the first time he did an extension, and maybe is again. But I mean, you're talking enormous bucks at this point, the way he has performed. So that probably will be difficult for Milwaukee. Do they trade him at some point? I think that is possible if they're still kind of in the race as they are now. Milwaukee does some surprising things, and I mean, to their benefit. I mean, they've done a great job overall. You got to give them credit. I mean, even the Hader trade that was really ripped at the beginning, I get it. You know, they missed the playoffs by one game, but it obviously brought them some benefits. So, I wouldn't rule it out entirely. Peralta was one of two or three ace pitchers that I mentioned. There's some chance that he could get traded. I don't think it's great at this point because they still have that option of next year at only $8 million. So they could easily pick that up and trade him with a full year to go.
Right.
So, I think it's a long shot. You know, he, Chris Sale, and maybe even Alcantara at this point, they're probably all long shots to be moved.
But John, this is the thing. What kind of money are we talking about here? MLB Trade Rumors took your piece on Peralta to put it on their website and then posted some contracts that might follow in suit with Peralta. They're suggesting like Luis Castillo's $108 million over five, Joe Musgrove's $100 million over five. Is it somewhere in that area, do you think, for Freddie Peralta?
I guess that's possible. I mean, I have to look at it. My initial thought would be 25, not 20 a year, but he has been willing to take team-friendly deals. I thought Castillo at the time was a team-friendly deal. I could see that as a possibility. This is his second now. We're talking about his second extension. So it's possible it would only be 5 for $100. To me, that seems light. I think that's the absolute baseline.
Now, I want to pick your brain on one other thing. That's the Jackson Chourio deal that the Brewers signed. So 8 years, $82 million with club options for 2032 and 2033 before he ever saw a pitch last year. They gave him that deal. Is that something that may become a new thing with smaller market teams where you get a couple of years of free agency bought out, avoid arbitration, and roll the dice before the guy even gets to the major leagues? Because the Brewers got a couple more hotshot prospects coming with Made, Pena, Mizorowski just does his thing for the first time last night. Is that going to be the new trend that you see smaller market teams try to do?
Well, they may try, but there haven't been that many guys who've signed before they play the game. First of all, it's got to be a spectacular talent. You know, it's got to be, I would say all time, but it's got to be someone they project to be an all-star in the future. So there aren't that many guys who would fall into that category. And then it's got to be somebody who's willing to take that risk of, maybe giving up $100 million or even more early on. I mean, we know Acuna signed a deal early. He already played some in the major leagues. And even with his two big knee injuries, he probably gave up a couple hundred million bucks or at least $100 million. So it certainly it takes a perfect storm. So I don't think it's going to be a trend. You first of all got to get a guy who is a spectacular talent. Maybe your guy Jesus there would qualify there. And then you've got to get a guy who's willing to, in a sense, it's playing it safe because you're setting yourself up for life. But on the other hand, it's a risk that you might be giving up $100 million or more in the future.
There is John Heyman, MLB Network insider. Join me on Friday on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. All you have to do is go back and listen to that interview in its entirety or anything else you may have missed on any of our shows, the Pack a Day Radio Show, weekday mornings, 8 to 9 with Andy Herman, or, of course, the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder-Nellis, presented to you by Verizon, number one in the Milwaukee market, from 9 to 11 weekday mornings. Go back to thefanmilwaukee.com, listen to it that way, or simply download and listen for free on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. Brewers and the Cardinals. It's Priester versus Mikolas today, game four at American Family Field. Up next, we'll talk with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Straight ahead here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on the Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Cardinals and Brewers. We'll talk with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports momentarily as we go inside the clubhouse. Leading off for the Cardinals, Brent Donovan back in the lineup against Quinn Priester today. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI against Priester in his career. Herrera catching, Burleson in left. Neither one of those guys have at-bats against Priester. Wilson Contreras cleaning up, and at first base, he's 1-for-3 in his career against Priester. Arenado's at third, 0-for-3 against Priester. Nolan Gorman is the designated hitter. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout, hitting seventh is Jordan Walker. He has yet to see Priester. Victor Scott, the second in center field, 0-for-3 in his career against Priester. And Barrero is at shortstop for the Cardinals. For the Milwaukee Brewers, leading off, Sal Frelick going up against Miles Mikolas. Frelick 3-for-11 with an RBI and a strikeout. Churio is batting second, 2-for-6 with a home run and RBI and a strikeout. William Contreras is hitting third and catching, 7-for-14 with 3 strikeouts in his career. Yelich is cleaning up, and at DH, 7-for-42, a .167. 15 strikeouts against Miles Mikolas. That's not a good sign. One homer, 3 RBIs. Reese Hoskins then is at first base, 3-of-17. 2 homers, 5 RBIs, 3 strikeouts, hitting a .176. Bryce Turang against Miles Mikolas is 1-for-12, a homer, 2 RBIs, hitting .83. Caleb Durbin bats 7th at third base. Drew Avens making his first start for the Brewers in left field. Neither of them have seen Mikolas in their career. Joey Ortiz bats last in play, shortstop. He is hitless in 5 at-bats against Miles Mikolas with 1 RBI. Again, for the Brewers, it's Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Turang, Durbin, Avens, and Joey Ortiz.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com, ages 6 to 17.
All right, let's get to our guy, Drew Wagner. Drew, thanks for coming on. I guess first, your thoughts on the whole kerfuffle, or whatever you want to call it, between Durbin, Contreras, and Hoskins.
What a tool. What an absolute tool. I mean, the guy's, he's always been like this. He's always in the middle of something, and then he's never at fault for it. I mean, he's like my ex. And like starting stuff all the time, and then how dare anyone speak up to him? It's like a poor man's Madison Bumgarner, but at least Madison Bumgarner could, you know, back it up. But yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like I don't understand like his point and all that was, you know, when he backed him the baseline there in the third inning, and then Durbin ran into him at first base. Wilson Contreras, we're talking about the first baseman for the Cardinals. when that happened, I was just like, okay, I don't watch Wilson Contreras play first base necessarily for the Cardinals every day of the year. I mean, maybe he does that regularly, but if he does do that regularly, there'd be several more deals where guys have run into Contreras collisions that I guarantee you would have been a talking point already this year had he been doing this regularly. So to me, again, I don't know for sure. It feels like he did it on purpose.
I mean, I'm not going to go on and say he did or didn't. It sure looked like it. I mean, credit to Durbin for taking the high road there. But, like, this isn't the first time that Contreras has been in that stuff here.
Right.
You know, there was the whole beanball thing a couple years ago and then shushing the crowd and then even Thursday night against Mizorowski, you know, stepping out there in front of the plate against the kid. The dude is just a disrespectful player. He's always in the middle of some controversy that's never his fault. And he's always the tough guy who's going to, you know, take care of business. I mean, it's tiring at this point.
It is tiring at this point. Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joins us here. And, of course, read all of his great stuff at thefanmilwaukee.com. He's put up something each and every one of the last three or four games here on the website. Always want to check that out. Did a great Brewers notebook last night that you can go and read right now, again, at thefanmilwaukee.com. Let's talk a little bit about Rhys Hoskins getting hit and then the idea that Quintana hits Contreras after that. I right away on Twitter was like, good. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. I'm all for it. Murphy after the game is like, oh, you know, Quintana's a pro. He didn't have his location. Nobody's going to admit that anybody threw at anybody on purpose. But as a Brewers fan, I was very happy to see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's how the game is played. You know, no one's going out there and trying to burn anybody. Guys, you know, Murph said afterwards, you know, guys police themselves. That's how it's done. Quintana's a pro. He knows the time and the place to do it. And you saw Contreras hand the ball back to him, like, you know, more gamesmanship. But, yeah, that's just how it goes.
Let's talk about Justin Priester, who gets the start today against the St. Louis Cardinals. His last outing, six innings, gave up one run, struck out seven, which was very impressive. And then the time before that against the Reds, five innings, one run again only, three walks, four strikeouts. So two starts in June. I'd say he's pitching pretty well with a 1.64 ERA to this point to go along with 11 strikeouts and three walks. This probably more along the lines of what they thought they were getting when they made the move.
Yeah, I know this is not a popular thing to say on sports talk radio, and especially in this market, but it seems to me that the Brewers front office just might know what they're doing when they're making these moves. They saw something that they liked in him. They saw something that they could work with. They saw the raw skill set that this staff has had a lot of success with. And then they did what they do best. They found a way to enhance it, refine it, and bring out the best of them. You know, Quinn Priester's not going to go out there and be that 7-8-inning, one-run ace that Corbin Burns was or even Woody was at times. But he's definitely a guy that's going to go out there and pitch like he has his last couple times. You know, getting those ground balls in front of this defense makes any pitcher look better. And the thing that impressed me his last time out was, you know, he kind of changed things up a little bit. You know, when he saw that guys were kind of hitting it poolside and having success against it, him and Contreras started throwing cutters higher up or in the zone and got some good results out of it. They were getting a lot of swing and miss out of it. And that was an aspect of his game that he admitted he didn't have a lot of confidence in. But as Contreras kept calling it and it kept having success, he realized that's another tool that he has in his belt that he can go to, another way to get guys out. And that's the key to a young pitcher, learning new ways to get guys out with the stuff that you have.
No doubt about it. There he is, Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Drew, thanks so much for coming on, man, and we'll hear you again tomorrow on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. I believe Mason is off again tomorrow, so it'll just be you and Thunder tomorrow.
Thunder and Wagner, the way everyone wants to start their morning, baby.
And you're in studio? Am I hearing some rumblings of that?
Oh, I'm in studio.
Oh,
that's
buddy.
Right. I'll be in there. So,
all right.
You know, if Wendy's wants to have some breakfast there, I'll be there at 9.
That sounds good. There is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Read all of his fine stuff right there at thefanmilwaukee.com. As he's writing for the website as for us, as well as he is writing for Forbes. Definitely want to check that out. All right. With that, it's time to build a winner.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Be a cowboy of the sky. Apply now at IWL8.org. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, buddy, lots to talk about today, as there always is anytime you talk about the minor leagues for the Brewers. Let's get to it.
Nashville Sounds.
Not much there. They get rained out last night. Bruce Zimmerman on the mound, the lefty, 5.9 ERA for the Nashville Sounds today as they are at Norfolk.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Biloxi Shuckers, yesterday, they get the win 7-2 in the first game of the doubleheader. They lose the second game of the doubleheader 5-2. In the first game of that doubleheader, Crow, the starting pitcher, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, a walk. And 6 strikeouts for Crow. And again, a great piece on the Journal Sentinel website by Kurt Hoag on Crow just a couple days ago. Game 2, Brock Wilken led the way for the Brewers, 2-for-3, a couple of doubles and a run scored. Luke Adams singled, was hit by a pitch and walked 3 times across both games yesterday. Adams has reached base safely in each of the Suckers' last 35 games, tying Tyler Black's record for the longest run in franchise history. That is a pretty cool deal for sure for him.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Timber Rattlers yesterday lose 9-2 at Great Lakes. That's the Dodgers affiliate. Blake Burke was 1-for-3 with a walk for them. The other news at note here on the Timber Rattlers, center fielder Eduardo Garcia drove in the 10th run in the last 11 games and connecting for a homer in the Wisconsin's loss to Great Lakes. Since June 1st, Garcia is batting 270 with a 476 on base, 730 slugging. 8 of his 10 hits have gone for extra base hits with 3 doubles, a triple, and 4 home runs.
Carolina Mudcats.
The Carolina Mudcats, single A affiliate, they lose 7-5 to Lynchburg. Made 1-for-4, a couple of RBIs to go along with 2 stolen bases and a walk yesterday. Filippo Dituri, the third baseman, clubbed his 8th home run of the season and added a double during a 3-for-4 day in the Carolina loss. Series 3 at Everett was his first since May 23rd.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
Lots going on here. They lose the Brewers. Blue team lost 11-10. The gold team lost 14-12. However, Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins made their first rehab appearance for the Brewers in a 2-1 loss. Mitchell been on the 10-day IL since April 26th. So they are getting close to possibly making a comeback here and seeing them in the major leagues. That'll do it for today's leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Enjoy the game. Game 4, Priester against Mikolas at American Family Field. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.